Brett Mack, let's go to the library, pull out the Book of Conundrums, ooh, shall we?
Okay.
A woman has divided opinion online after she bought her nephew a winning lottery ticket and then asked for some cash.
Fair enough.
Now, the auntie has shared her situation on one of the many social media platforms. The one in question happens to be Reddit, explaining she'd fallen on hard times and was living hand to mouth as she tried to pay her bills. What, she started to eat her hand? Living hand to mouth? I don't think I've ever heard
that particular. It's an odd term, isn't it?
Is that a term? Is that a saying?
Yeah, it basically means that everything you earn, you're putting into looking after yourself, just surviving.
I thought it was living day to day. But anyway, she went on to say, I've had a really rough year, laid off from a job, and I'm out of unemployment options.
Oh.
How about you try some employment options? There's an just thinking outside the box here, Auntie.
There's a few jobs at the moment.
You might want to try some employment options. She goes on to say, I do own my house and managed to scrape by to pay my property taxes and insurance with odd jobs, but I'm eating ramen just about every meal.
Right.
Do you know what ramen is?
I don't.
Okay, neither did I. So let's digress from this story.
What is ramen?
And I've looked it up. And ramen, by definition, is a Japanese noodle soup that consists of Chinese-style wheat noodles. What?
There you go.
I'm confused. I'm totally discombobulated. Don't care about Auntie anymore. Mm. Just give her some cash, mate. But a Japanese noodle soup that consists of Chinese-style wheat noodles?
Yeah, you've delved too deep, P2. Dived in way too deep.
There's a marriage that I'm not sure should ever have been made. But anyway, it happens. Anyway, there's a bit of meat in there as well.
Yeah. How much does she want from the young man from his Tats Lotto win?
Oh, I don't know.
Does it say?
No, I don't think it does, actually.
Oh, okay.
No.
She just wants a fair share.
Yeah. Well, she just wants her fair share. Would you do that, though? There's the conundrum. Let's get back to the conundrum. Mm-hmm. If I bought you a Tats Lotto ticket because we had a wager on, I don't know, remembering each other's birthdays... For those who were with us at 6:30 this morning.
I remembered yours just 4 months late.
Would you then share the winnings with said person who bought the lottery ticket being me, Brett Mack?
I would give you the cost of the ticket back, Paul.
Yeah. You know what I reckon I'd get off you?
What?
Now, I have to say...
Yeah.
I'm on the brighter side of this conundrum because I've had many a bet with people over the years, little bets, lottery ticket on football games.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact. And I always say if I'm the person who's won it and I receive the lottery ticket, I always say to that person, if we have a win, a decent win, then you'll get half of it.
Okay.
And I have always stood true to my word because half of nothing is nothing because that's all I've ever won out of lottery tickets that have been given to me off winning bets.
The generosity of PT knows no boundaries,
Speaking
folks.
Of which, we were the best here in regional Victoria at giving to the Good Friday appeal.
Yeah, regional areas always go so well.
No,
don't
we were the best. We are the most generous. Ballarat topped the regional list. Over $143,000. And the Sebas Fire Brigade, over 35 years, I think they've been collecting, have finally hit the $500,000 mark.
That's great.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
They are up and about, aren't
we? We are a generous bunch, Brett Mack.
Love it.
Kudos, Ballarat.